Jillian will have to pay even more attention to this investigator. He's got a particular way of observing things that catches you up short. Why, before he introduced the idea that love was blameless, Jillian never once stopped to consider she might not be responsible for everything that went wrong. She glances over to gauge Sally's reaction, but Sally is staring at Gary and she has a funny look on her face. It's a look that worries Jillian, because it's totally unlike Sally. Standing there, with her back against the refrigerator, Sally seems much too vulnerable. Where's her armor? Where's her guard? Where's the logic that can put it all back together again? The reason I'm looking for Mr. Hawkins, Gary explains to Jillian, is that it appears he sold some poisonous plant matter to several college students, which has been the cause of 3 deaths. He offered them LSD, then went and supplied them with the seeds of some highly hallucinogenic, highly toxic weeds. 3 deaths. Jillian shakes her head. Jimmy told her there'd been 2. He told her it wasn't his fault. The kids were greedy and stupid and tried to trick him out of the money he was rightfully due. Fucking spoiled brats, that's what he'd call them. College boy babies. He could lie about anything as though it were a sport. Jillian feels ill, thinking how she automatically believed Jimmy and took his side. Those kids must have been looking for trouble. She remembers thinking that. This is awful, she tells Gary Hallett about the deaths at the university. It's horrible. Your friend has been identified by several witnesses, but he's disappeared. Jillian is listening to Gary, but she's also thinking about the way things used to be. August in Tucson can bring the desert floor up to 125 degrees. One broiling week, soon after they'd first met, she and Jimmy didn't even leave the house. They just switched on the air conditioner and drank beer and fucked each other every way Jimmy could think of, which mostly had to do with his immediate gratification. Let's not call him my friend, Jillian says. Fine, Gary agrees. But we'd like to catch up to him before he sells any more of this garbage. We don't want this to happen again.